This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Scotty's Vodka's Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen, man. You got, call it 45 minutes to ask Brian Mitchell, NFL legend, any question you want.
Let's do it.
Phone number 800-636-1067. Our guy Jupe leads us off. What's up, Jupe? Ask me anything.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good, brother. What's happening?
Good, dude.
Ain't none. Hey, listen, actually, this is a question for you, B-Mitz and JP. My company is doing a sponsorship, and just looking to sponsor anybody if you guys have any connects. The only kicker is it's got to be in the Montgomery County area. So if you have any connects, like a youth sports team, please send them my way.
Okay.
All right. That's JP area. Right. He's over there.
Youth sports of Montgomery County. I should be able to help there. What do they want to throw their name on the team jersey or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
All right.
I will think about it.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, brother. Got you.
Do you want to sponsor? I do know of one team. It's the Finley Girls College Fund. Any interest in sponsoring?
I don't know
that?
If I can help out with that one.
Yeah, let me know. I'll wear whatever the company is. I'll wear their T-shirt every day.
I bet. I got you.
Thanks, right. Jupe. See you, buddy.
You a damn fool.
Let's try. Now, I don't think we've heard from Paulie in some time, if this is the Paulie that I think it is.
Paulie?
Hello, Paulie. Is this Paulie?
Hell to the W.
Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah, that's Paulie.
We've
heard
from Paulie in a minute.
Paulie, where the hell you been, man? We thought you had gone to jail or something.
Paulie only gets an AM signal, man. That's how Paulie rolls.
No, I'm on Odyssey, man. What's up, big bro?
What's up, brother?
JP, my guy, man.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, listen, man, I've been listening to y'all all morning, man, because I didn't want to listen to clickbait radio, so I decided to listen to your guy.
So I'm...
Career.
All right.
Okay. Now, I know you was kind of, feeling a certain type of way when a certain group of people didn't bring you back to our organization, right?
Uh-huh.
So, did you intentionally seek out LeVar Arrington on that kickoff to knock him out the game?
No.
On the first play?
No, it just happened that way because actually we put Cecil Martin, our starting fullback, back with me purposely to block LeVar. Okay? I catch the ball. I yell, go. I take off. Cecil never sees LeVar. He never goes towards him. But he has this little move. You see me on the line. He runs with his hands out, his arms out. He's looking, but he never sees LeVar. But LeVar committed early and dropped his head, and I saw him coming, and I dropped my shoulder pads on the back of his head, snapped the neck down, and he was knocked out. But
there you have it.
I didn't seek him out, but I wasn't going to just take no hit.
Hey, okay, that sounds believable. If that's what you want to say.
It's the truth. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Paulie. Man, good to hear from you, dude.
Hey, man, hail to the W, man. Good to hear from you. All right,
brother. Take care, baby.
Take care, dude. That's a good one. I'm getting a couple from Twitter. I like this from our buddy Curtis, that always listens to the show. As a retired Montgomery County firefighter paramedic, let me first thank B-Mitch for his support. My Ask B Anything question is, what was your NFL I have arrived moment?
Actually, my first time running a kickoff, you would think that was.
But was that the preseason where you
house-called
it?
I house-called it, and the coach met me at the sideline and say, you haven't done a damn thing yet. You don't kick off coverage, you better be on the tackle. I was like, okay, then, well, these people are crazy. So I would say my second year when I we started off against the who was it? The Detroit Lions. First game. I had a 60-something yard punt return, because that was the most difficult thing for me in the world, getting comfortable catching punts. And when I caught the punt and was able to house call it, ran through this big defensive like lineman dude that was playing on special teams, I felt like, okay, I'm good now. You know, and then rest is history after that.
I like that. All right, let's go to Rich is in Silver Spring. If you want to get in on Ask B-Mitch Anything,
what's up, Rich?
Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. What's up, Rich?
Happy Friday, guys.
Same to you, bro.
Big golfer. My daughter goes to Oregon. I'm going to piggyback a trip to Bandon Dunes. I think you played out there. But could you tell me your top three favorite courses you've ever played?
Top three courses I ever played? RTJ. Kingsbourne and Cascada in Vegas.
Have you ever played Whistling Straits?
Yep, played there too. It was so windy. Okay. When it was so windy, I left it as it not being my favorite course.
All right, man. Hey, and, one other thing.
And they got 1 million sand. They got 1 million sand traps out there too.
You should be in the Hall of Fame, my man. Thanks for everything you've done with the team and what you're doing now.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks.
That's a great question. You know what my one seed is?
What?
I loved the National when we got to play it.
The National was sweet, man.
I thought that was
really
cool. It's a hard question.
When people ask me that question, it's probably the first three names that pop up that are real good. Because if I had to answer it the next time, I could probably name three more courses. Just think about it. We played the National. We played, what's the other course?
Shinnecock. Shinnecock's just so hard.
National Shinnecock, and then the old course in Scotland.
Sure.
Hell, you know, the old course, aesthetically, it's not aesthetically pleasing, but the history.
I think it is in its own unique way. Those golf courses, I mean, dude, you're on the water, link style.
You're on the water, but the court, like, if you're an American golfer, you are spoiled.
Yeah.
Compared to that.
Very, very different.
But once you start going through the history of it, hell, when I stood on the bridge that Jack Nicklaus stood on, I could have sworn I felt Jack Nicklaus standing right there with me. You know, it's so much history has gone through there that it has to please you. Carnoustie, it would be one of my favorite courses if the wind wasn't blowing damn 60 miles per hour.
Right.
So.
And I think a lot of the favorite course you've ever played conversation, a lot of that centers on how well you played the course.
Yeah, you got a point on that, too.
You know, like, dude, I was lucky enough.
I got some courses I absolutely love. But you know what? I won't say they're my favorite courses to play because I shot like a radio station like my buddy shoots in the first nine holes, Jeff.
Like, I got to play Seminole, which is a really, really hard track to get on. It was incredible and it's beautiful. But I played poorly and then it kind of got in my head and I didn't necessarily enjoy the day. But I recognize the beauty of that track,
yeah,
and what it stands up to against others is just on my list. I need to see it again. I need to get back there.
You think you'll shoot how many strokes better?
My game's in a tighter place right now. My wedges tend to come and go. Right now,
your wedges go.
Right now, the tide is in. The wedge game's all right. I need to see this then. Yeah, we'll see. It's too damn cold.
Not really.
Sean is in Rockville. Sean, what's up, Sean? Ask B anything.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. B, my question is, how many more yards would you have had in your career if you had the big man blocking for you?
What big man?
Mitch Tischler.
I thought he meant Jesus for a second.
Mitch Tischler? Man, I probably wouldn't have no yards if Mitch was blocked for that. I'm joking. If I put Mitch back there, I think I'd be in front of Jerry now. Yeah.
All right, that's it. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, big man getting a shout out. Thank you, Sean.
Big Mitch. Right.
We're deep in Rockville today. Mark is in Rockville. Phone lines are open, folks. Mark in Rockville.
What's up, Mark?
What do you got?
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good.
Hey, Mitch, I was always wondering about RG3, like why he didn't last longer in the NFL. Like, I thought he had like a magical first season, and I kind of thought he didn't slide enough, and that's why he got hurt. But I always wondered what you thought about that.
He didn't listen. His biggest problem was he didn't listen. When people tried to help him, he already felt like he knew everything. And when he got hurt, instead of letting the people know he was hurt, he tried to get away from it. I think fear is the reason he didn't last long. He feared Kirk Cousins getting a chance to play. That's what he told some people. And when he lied about the fact that he wasn't hurt, and he was hurt, and everyone wanted to blame Shanahan, it wasn't Shanahan. It was Robert and Dan that got Robert hurt.
Yeah, dude, I think – I'm going to put you on hold, Mark. It sounds like you're farting. I think there's a lot of
You are a damn fool, dog.
I think it was his car or something. Just, that's what it sounded like. I think with Robert, his relationship with Dan and then Dan's relationship with Robert's parents really stunted. Like, most quarterbacks, look at Sam Darnold. Right?
Yeah.
If you're a top five, top 10 pick, if you're a former Heisman Trophy winner, you get 100 chances.
Yeah, you do.
And Robert didn't. It went bad here. The injuries went bad. It went bad in Cleveland. He got hurt again. And maybe it's just as simple as it's the injuries.
Cleveland and Baltimore.
Baltimore, though, he was always a backup.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying, but when he got a chance, he tried to run over a damn linebacker on the sideline.
But, dude, like,
That means he did not listen. He doesn't take information or guidance very well. You know, but like I said before, Robert wasn't matured enough for the moment at the time. And the people above him, Dan and all those guys, they weren't matured enough to help him. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can give a person too much too soon. And when you notice that it can't handle it, you need to pull back. Well, hell, he was the owner was a damn child, too.
Right. And that doesn't mean Robert's not culpable in some of this, you know.
No, he's very culpable.
Totally.
And what I said earlier, he does not listen.
All right, so this dude's been tweeting me this a lot, so I want to get this out of the way here. This is from a fella named AJ Stone via Twitter. He says, I haven't asked B. Mitch anything question. I collect sports cards and saw B. Mitch has a 2024 Panini Mosaic card in Eagles gear. His two questions. Does a legend get to pick what team jersey he wears, and how do you come to terms on a payday to be involved in that product?
No, you don't get a chance to pick it, and they do multiple cards from each team, basically.
Okay.
And then they put them out. And how do you come to terms to get a payday off of it?
Is that done through the PA or
something? My agent bought it to me, and they offered the right price, and I took it.
Is that current or back then? Like, is that a new card
right now?
That
was recently. The mosaic one is the thicker one. It's sweet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know enough.
Remember I told you I just signed those last?
I remember you said that.
I signed 250 cards in probably about an hour or so or less.
Cards are having like this serious
comeback
renaissance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're making them different now where that card is about that thick.
And don't they have like a piece of your jersey?
A lot of
something?
Them are putting like pieces of game worn jerseys or game worn jerseys or at least worn by the celebrity. Some stuff, they're using different pieces of other stuff you might have done. They're finding great stories or moments of your career and putting all that stuff together.
Like, so Landville, keep it together when I say this. Like, pieces of balls are in these cards, right? Like a little piece of leather ball.
How they
not
do
Lonzo
that.
Ball.
I won't see how they do that one.
I they cut it up.
I have a question for B. Mitch.
That'd be a bad thing, they cutting it up, Jay.
Landfill has a question for you.
B. Mitch, what's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit? Oh, man. Favorite fruit.
I feel like it's grapes. I think you eat a lot of grapes.
No, I love a lot of fruits. I would have to go with...
I know my favorite fruit.
Pineapple.
Whoa, so is mine.
That's a pretty solid choice.
I love sliced... I don't like crunchy pineapple.
I don't eat
pineapple.
As much
like
of it, but I think when a pineapple is ripe and sweet, that's the best thing in the world. Then I'll go with strawberries. Kiwi, I used to hate that.
Lauren's got to be eating kiwi for breakfast. She
Kiwi's
claims
good,
it's very
though.
Good
it's
for
good.
Me.
It's good.
Dude, summer, hot-ass summer day, cold-ass slice of watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
That hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could only pick one for the rest of your life.
One fruit?
No.
Oh.
Fruits or vegetables?
Ooh.
B. Mitch answers that when we return. Ask B. Mitch anything for the remainder of the hour. Plus some Masters updates. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian. Excuse me. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Swing to the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can bet get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tournament matchups and so much more. Listen, I don't know if Justin Rose can hang on to this thing, but he's sure out there doing it right now. If you have him, you should be feeling kind of good. But be careful. Scottie Scheffler is lurking, and he's on his way. FanDuel is your go-to for betting at Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gambler.
B. Mitch Finley brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you. And, of course, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We're keeping Ask B. Mitch going. I asked him a question just before the break. B, you can only have one for the rest of your life, fruits or veggies?
I'm going to go with the vegetables, dog. I like a lot of vegetables.
Me too. I think
like fruit, I eat fruit, but if you cook it, I hate it.
Mm.
Once they change the texture of it, I can't stand it. But collard greens, mustard green, cabbage, You could do some tomatoes.
Green beans.
Green beans. You know,
broccoli.
You know, my green beans.
Brussels
my broccoli,
sprouts.
I
like carrots.
Yeah.
I like zucchini.
There's tons
eggplant.
Of things that.
Like salads.
Vegetables that I love.
You're just never going to eat a salad for the rest of your life? I think it's vegetables, man.
But like fruits. I mean, I love fruits. They're sweet, but I'd give much more run out of a vegetable.
I love fruit, but vegetables I think I have to have.
Yeah.
But you don't like cooked fruit. I love cooked fruit. I love pie. I love all of them.
I'm a texture guy, bro.
Apple tart.
Once something gets all soft, don't want it.
Beamish doesn't like it soft, Landfill. All right, Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. Phone lines remain open.
You know what? You need help.
800-636-1067.
Your wife called you earlier and said, Beamish is right. Beamish is right again. You need help.
Vinny, you're up.
Can we get a pause before that, bro?
he needs something, hell.
What's good,
going
dude?
On, fellas? How y'all
What's up, brother? Hey, how you doing, man?
B-Mitch, I got to hook up on some call drops, too, man. You saying like you was a little messed up going into the break there as well.
Nah, I need no call drop. With the talking, and you know, you go to talk, so now you go to swallow it without the wrong pipe.
Oh, man. We got to get a pause on
Take
that
Take it easy,
too,
Jeff. Yeah,
hey,
damn.
Man. You know what? Let's be real. When you're a real man, you ain't got to pause up. When you question yourself, you got to pause it all the time.
You're right. My question to you is, if you could get and or have one type and brand, alcoholic beverage for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
One type and brand of alcoholic beverage. Give me some Weller 12-year black label. I could do that the rest of my life.
So it's you. That's the only booze you get, or you only get one
Ever.
Type?
No, that's it. That's the only
one you can drink.
Get.
I'll take that. That's a sipping drink. It makes me sip.
Man, that's a hard-ass question.
Because like those Tito's, I do too many of them too quick.
Yeah, they go fast.
But the other one made me sick.
What you got, JP? What you think? What you got,
Tito?
JP?
Tito's or Scotty's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
certainly what goes down the most. I wonder, though, if I wouldn't pick a beer. Just because there's times where you just want to drink
and
you can't.
Yeah, but a beer gets you so full like sometimes.
Yeah, especially if that's the only thing you can drink for the rest of your life. I don't know. I don't know, Vinny. It's a good question, man. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to do, Vinny? I'm going to pick that bourbon, then I'm going to get some friends with the other ones.
Yeah. We'll all just hang out.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
bro.
Buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right. Now, this dude, JR in Boston, called yesterday and was freaking out about the Caps. I said, yo, I think they're going to win tonight. Call back. He is called back. What's up, JR?
What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
It's nice. It is nice to see that the Caps prove me right. They played hard, and they played smart sometimes for about 9 minutes. But you can tell, the third period, they were to come out flat. What do they have, one shot in the first 10 minutes? They just, it's ridiculous. They cannot play a full 60 minutes ever. Even against Winnipeg, they played 58 minutes. But that second goal from Winnipeg, I'm like, guys, you easily could have had this game 2-1. But instead, they go to overtime because for 2 minutes, they stopped playing smart. That second goal should never have happened against Winnipeg last night. Three of those four goals should never happen. Tom Wilson back-checking into your own goalie, that's not smart. That's playing hard and playing dumb at the same time. I want to see 60 minutes of smart hockey, and they just don't do it.
You want 60 minutes of perfect hockey, you'll never see that. But the object of the game is to win the game. They won the game.
Shootout.
Yes, but
still won the game.
They were up 4-2, and then they stopped playing sharp in the third period. They're like, all right, we'll leave the door open for you to come back. Instead of like the killer instinct, you know what? We're
going
to go out.
But
they were down.
They were down 0-2.
Yeah, they were down 2-0.
And they came back and they were up 4-2. They played some good hockey somewhere along the way, but I don't know anybody that plays 60 minutes of great, of perfect hockey.
JR, do your friends refer to you as a hater?
No. I'm just looking for quality, smart stuff.
Right.
Listen, I've been a Skins/Commanders fan forever, Bullets, Wizards, all the stuff, and I like to see like smart play. You're not going to do everything else. I mean, teams are good; they're going to make good goals and score. But like last night, the first goal, you got to give props to them. But like the other three, those should have never happened. Like they were just someone, you know, missed the coverage, made a bad pass. They had 25 giveaways last night.
JR,
25
thank you.
Giveaways.
Landfill, The Caps last night.
It happens, man. I mean,
the Caps last night.
It certainly does.
They secured the one seed and might win the President's Trophy. How do you feel about JR's constant criticisms of the Washington Capitals, Professor?
Seems like he might be a little bit of a hater.
I think he's got some hater in him. Are you a Bruins fan? I don't know, man.
No.
You want them to be at their best.
There. Yes. Going into the playoffs, they need to play smarter and, you know, just better hockey.
All right, brother. Thank you.
That guy's kind of like...
God bless.
Peace. Hi, man.
JP, remember for the like a few seasons ago, whenever the Commanders would win, P. Mitch would come in angry on Monday?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this guy.
Like the Heineke years.
I was never... because if
I was never... Yeah. Well,
No. See, you can't ever... You can't ever compare the Commanders when they were... When Heineke would go out there and do everything bad and have one little play. The Caps have been good all year. Okay? That's a total difference.
I agree.
You know, so what I'm saying is you can win a game and still have a lot of bad things going on. But this dude looking for perfect.
Right.
You're not going to get perfect.
Remember I made the – after Washington took Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick and people just weren't so sure about the draft, and I made the reference of like, dog, Sydney Sweeney's inviting you to her hotel room. Don't worry about the mattress. You know what I mean? Just go. Like, this dude is picking faults on the Mona Lisa. Like, relax, man.
You're crazy.
Do you remember at the beginning of the year, there's that week window at the end of the preseason before the regular season starts, and everybody just decided in that period of time that Jaden Daniels was going to suck?
Yeah.
A lot of people
Boy,
did.
Were they wrong.
They were wrong.
They were wrong as hell.
The Drake maniacs out there. Charles is in D.C. Chuck, ask me something.
Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Finley, how we doing, gentlemen?
We're good, brother. How you doing, man?
Not too terribly bad. B. Mitch, I've been real curious about this. When NFL players get fined, what happens to the money that they collect?
It goes to a bunch of NFL charities. Owners have so many different charities that they choose for them to go to. I would think it should go to a charity of your choosing, and you get credit for it. But you don't get credit for it. They get credit for it.
That would make sense. Make sense. So the owners get paid, so the money basically coming back to the owners, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
They know
what
they're doing.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
Oh, very much so.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
Okay. All right.
That's Charles. I did want to shout out my boy Liam texted me this morning. So, B, you, yesterday.
Liam Cole?
No, different Liam.
Oh.
Yesterday, did you take Cleveland and the Braves? Or did White Brian, did you have the Braves yesterday?
I had the Phillies, Landfill had the Braves.
Okay. So, my boy Liam, last night, I picked the Caps. I thought you took Cleveland with the points. And somebody took the Braves. He put in the B. Mitchell Finley parlay. $10 won him $78.
Look at that, man. I took Cleveland in the points.
That is much better than Rooster hitting a future that netted him $6.
He came talk to me yesterday. And he was trying to explain. I said, Rooster, don't explain to me. You put in that type of future, you put a dollar on it.
Yeah, just make it $5.
If you think you're going to lose, don't bet.
Let's go to Rick in D.C. What up, Rick?
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
We're good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, Brian, you being a former NFL player, who past and present are you a fan of?
Past and present. Okay, past, yeah. I've always been a big fan of Tony Dorsett, Lawrence Taylor. I was a huge fan of Warren Moon.
Okay.
I love Terry Bradshaw because he was from Louisiana and he was normally saying something crazy. So I love that. Right now, but I got more. Like I said, this is just like the golf question. Is who pops in your head first? Right now, I love watching Terry McLaurin play. I used to absolutely love watching Aaron Donald play. John Taylor was a big one because he had people scared just because he was on the field. So I love that intimidation factor. I love Bobby Wagner.
I love Von Miller.
I like Saquon.
When Von Miller was young
on
the Broncos.
Yeah, Von Miller coming off the edge. Saquon is absolutely a nuts. He's nuts, though. He can play. But I can go through a bunch of different quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes.
I loved Randy Moss. Them cats Randy been running Moss, like Randy Moss.
Jerry Rice.
Sure.
You know, I can start naming a ton of people, but it's not like one or two of them.
But they
I like watching different like some games. I don't want to look at the offensive guys. I look at number of defensive guys.
LaDainian could play, man.
LaDainian Thompson was the truth.
You know who I love? This is kind of random, not the same category of players we've been discussing. Remember Malik Hooker before he got injured early in his Colts career?
Yeah.
He was a baller. Yeah. Thanks, dude. That was a good call. That was a rousing edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Was it?
I enjoyed it. Did you not?
Yes.
All right.
I enjoy all of them.
Masters update when we return. B. Mitch and Finley about done. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
I'm going home.
I was kind of into that weird echo for a second. May going through withdrawals. All right. Conclusion of a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. There's a cool quote that life's not about what you become, it's about what you overcome. And I got to say, man, I'm impressed by Rory McIlroy right now. He was cruising yesterday, 4 under. Then he had 2 double bogeys over the course of 3 holes that just blew up his day. He started today even. He's down to 5 under. He just got an eagle on 13.
Hey, I'm with that.
So, love to see that. Now, Justin Rose is cruising. He's on
-8.
Yeah, he's still at 8 under. He was at 9 under. He just gave one back. He's headed to 18 right now. If you're not a golfer and you don't enjoy the Masters, sorry. Like, it's just the best. I don't know what you're going to do all weekend, but good luck with it. I have an altcast on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, thanks, dude. you'll be chilling at the Muni. Maybe I'll come by on my way home.
Yeah. I'll be at the Muni from 1 to 5. Come check me out. 1400 14th Street, Northwest.
Now,
got all types of things going on over there. Simulators, putting greens, interactive darts, more. Drink specials, contests, games, more. Come check it out.
There you have it. Interactive darts, Landfill. I don't even know what that means.
You show up and I throw the darts at you.
that's how we interactive on that?
Yeah, interactive darts.
I'm out on that. I'm out on the human darts. All right, Denton's wedding today. Shout out to Denton Day.
Yeah.
A guy that we really, really like and are excited for him and his soon-to-be wife. Like 2 hours, she's going to be his wife.
Yeah.
Landfill, did you have any predictions about what will happen at Denton's wedding? What food do we think they're serving tonight? Chicken? Fish? Steak? You know my one seed of wedding appetizers, B?
What is that?
Bacon-wrapped scallops.
They do have that?
I don't know. I don't know what Denton dresses weird. That leads me to believe I don't know what kind of food he's into. Mm. Although, whenever we have extra food around, he eats anything.
He eats anything, yeah.
We're going to find out. Hopefully, there's a nice indoor option, because I don't think this weather is going to get us home.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All right. White Brian, do you have any updates? Has Russell Henley gone low? Am I going to be able to fight my way back in the Masters pool? The show Masters
pool? Probably not.
Or do I just continue to hemorrhage money in all of these show pools?
Henley, he's +3 now, so he's coming back.
Okay.
+3 overall?
Yeah, dude, that's got to be today.
No, he's 5 under today.
Wow. Let's go, Henley! Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Let me check my people out.
Yo, we needed that, Russell Henley.
Russell didn't say he heard us talking trash.
Oh, dude. Yo, Russell Henley right now is right on the projected cut line.
Mm.
Now, there's a lot more golf to be played today. Henley's gotten all the way down to +3. He's got 4 to play. But the cut line right now looks between 2
DeChambeau is -7.
2 and 3. Damn, that is.
That go Jeff guy, Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau can play. All right, let's settle up the bets for the week. Let's do it. Heard it here first. This is perhaps a silly question. That's the second iteration of that drop, right? That's the second version of Heard It Here First? What? I don't even remember what the first one was.
Yeah, we used to have one before that.
What was it? Do you remember, though?
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Manfred, you remember it?
Jeff?
Wasn't it just Heard It Here First?
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't that one.
Like, psh.
All right, White Brian, who won the week? Landfill was undefeated, right?
Yeah, Landfill went 5-0.
Damn!
Lucky.
What'd B do?
4-1.
Damn, you losing with 4-1. That's like Houston the other night. Like, you just got to get a shot off at the end.
I would have got my shot off.
Well, you didn't. Landfill beat you.
Landfill good. That's okay. I'm good with that.
Landfill, you went 5-0 this week. Did you make any actual money on those picks? Did you have any dollar bets?
Nope.
When's the last time you put a real bet in?
A while ago.
What was the action?
I don't remember.
$3?
I can't remember.
All right, folks. We're done. Yep. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you to Ben Stadig for joining us. Thank you to Fred Smoot for joining us. Thank you to Jeffrey Chedia for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called, everybody that listened. Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy the weekend. Caps are back on Sunday. Wiz have their final game of the season on Sunday. Tune into that. I'll be doing an all-cast. Straight up barn burner. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.